from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, back on track here. People texting us saying, Crowley, you're a whiny little bleep. And that is true. But consider if it were Starkey dealing with the technical difficulties.
100 times worse.
I think so. Other people come to mind, but I shall not mention them on the air. But yes, the whining is over, though. We move on. Be where our feet are. We look forward. And we still got 3 hours of radio coming your way. And you can give us a ring at 412-928-9370 on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Buckos attendance last year, 20,000 people on average, 15K in 2022, 10K in 2021. And since Skeens got called up, it's at about 25,000 people per game for the Buckos. Are you buying into this team? Are they making a believer out of you? Or is this the Skeens boost? Because I think in Skeens' starts, it's like 28,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be what's lifting the numbers here. Are you just paying more attention to this novelty act, to this history we're seeing from the Pirates rookie starter, or are you actually believing in this club? 412-928-9370, and the best caller on this subject wins two tickets to see Def Leppard and Journey at PNC Park on Saturday, July 27th. We'll start things off with Dave in Delmont. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
You got it, brother.
You know, it's kind of amazing that maybe the ownership might figure out that if you put a team out on the field that resembles a major league team and not a triple A team, that you might draw some fans from one of the best sports cities in the country. It's got to be groundbreaking for them to figure that out. I hope the other teams in the league do not.
So, but, Dave, for you, is it all just about the performance of the team at 500, a game and a half back, or is it more just about Skeens?
That's what I was just going to say. Hey, I hope Skeens the best. I hope he wins 20 Cy Young Awards. But it's been 45 years since I've seen a championship in Pittsburgh, and I believe the Pirate fans deserve a lot better than that. That's great to see Skeens every 5 days, but I'd like to see a World Series. I think we should, you know, it's going to be 50 years in 5 years that we haven't won one.
They haven't won a series in the postseason since they won the World Series, Dave.
Exactly. Let's go with the team. I want to see a championship. You know, whatever Skeens wins, he wins, you know, but if it doesn't parlay into a championship, it absolutely means nothing.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave from Delmont.
Yes.
I think it's obviously a little column A and column B, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are coming out to see Skeens, but also with this rotation having the third best ERA in the NL, when you go, they got a shot. The weird deal is, young team, on the come up, this is like year one of the window. Usually you find that a team that's young and coming into it wins more of their home games than they lose. And usually on the road, that's where they're having the struggles.
Right.
Pirates are at 500 on the road, they're under 500 at home.
That is odd.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll turn around if they maintain their standing in the standings and that ballpark is filled more often than not, if maybe that'll wind up turning into more home victories.
We'll get our best opportunity to see if that could be possible here in the next six games. You know, I mean, this is, I mean, ideal. You're facing the best team, one of the best teams in baseball, and then you're facing a division foe that you know very well, that's had your number for many, many years. So, and then if you structure it like you did, and you kind of steal some games maybe here in the next couple days, and then you go into a division series against the Cardinals, yeah, we may see it. We may see a change.
And that would be telling, too, because it's no surprise when you got Philly fans coming to town, when you've got this great promotion in Yinzerpalooza, which they've really done a good job of promoting. I mean, we've had reads to do, and there's been ticket giveaways, and you knew this would be a series. It always is when the Phillies come to town. That would be highly attended. Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday against the St. Louis team. I want to see what the attendance looks like then.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be instructional. If people pack the ballpark to see the Buccos against that squad. Now, Skeens will help, but that'll be telling to me.
Yes.
Rob in Chicago next up. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think it's a combination of Skeens, you know, the Skeens effect, plus the divisional is a little bit more forgiving than it's been in the past. But, you know, like I said earlier, the Pirates are going in the shark tank the second half of the season, and, you know, Shelton has got to manage more aggressively. And, you know, they got to make up their minds that, hey, this team is going to be pushed really hard, and we're going to see if we can't get into the playoffs. If not, he's just going to continue to play these weak Sunday lineups and, you know, treat it like it's summer camp, then there's no point in it. But, you know, if they can add another free agent, push a little harder, and just, you know, go for it, then it's attainable.
So you're in Chicago, but if you were here, would you be inclined to go to a game that isn't a Skeens start?
Oh, yeah. You guys, you know, you can get a ticket to PNC Park easily. Over here in Chicago, you're just under $100 for a regular ticket. Yeah, heck yeah, I'd go.
Are you a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan?
You know something? I've lived in the Northwest suburbs since 1984, and you grew up with Harry Carey and Steve Stone. It's hard not to be a Cubs fan, mm-hmm. but I've always been a Pirates fan, you know, all my life. I'm 56, and, you know, I'm a National League person. The White Sox, I was telling Crowley earlier, when the Cubs won the World Series in 16, there was 5 million people in Grant Park. When the Sox won the World Series in 05, I believe, there was 500,000 people. Mm. The Sox are literally the redheaded stepchild, yeah. And if they ended up moving, it wouldn't shock me. It's unfortunate because I don't like to see that. But you know, you look at what Wrigleyville is. Just give me a second. The Ricketts own Wrigleyville. They own everything around it. So all those bars, all that stuff, it's a yuppie playpen. This is where Sox Park at 35th and Shields, there's nothing there other than homeless people and fentanyl and bullets flying through the air. So it's not a good place.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate the call. Sure.
I was just curious.
I just wanted to know.
I was thinking about that the other day when the Pirates were playing the White Sox. I'm like, how could you be a White Sox fan whenever there is a team in the Chicago Cubs that are in the same city? Like, I just was really curious about the dynamic there. Like,
well, and both
can you
teams,
stay true?
Both teams for so long didn't do jack, and the
right.
White Sox win in 05, and the Cubs win in 2016. I've always kind of had a soft spot for the White Sox.
Same here.
Just because they are that
why.
Forgotten team, yeah.
Right.
And God, are they awful.
Bad.
Oh. That we will watch the Pirates the rest of the year, and well, they have a very difficult schedule, but if they played everybody, again, except for the White Sox, you wouldn't see a team as bad as Chicago. I mean, that's one of the reasons the Pirates went into the break as hot as they did, is because they had the fortuitous luck to be able to play that team at the end. But they took care of business.
Yep.
412-928-9370. Bucco attendance going up, up, up. Is it because you believe in the team? We'll frame it a different way. The Pirates have to go 36-30 the rest of the way in the final 66 games to get to 84 wins. That would have got them into playoffs last year. Second wild card. Miami, 84 wins last season. The Diamondbacks, last season, 84 wins. Can the Pirates get to that mark? Do you believe in this team enough to think they can go 36-30 down the stretch? Is that why the attendance numbers are going up, or is that just because You're going to see Skeens every fifth day. 412-928-9370. You can also tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protection. Pirates got to go 36-30 the rest of the way if they are to give themselves at least a puncher's chance of making the playoffs. There's no guarantee that getting 84 wins gets you in, although you look at the state of the NL and no one's blowing you away in that wild card race. But 84 wins got the Marlins in last year. It got the Diamondbacks in last year. And when the Diamondbacks got in, they went to the World Series. So you get in, and you're telling me there's a chance.
What was your prediction?
Coming into the season?
Yeah. I think I was 84.
I had 82 and 80. You were 84?
I think so. And I think Kallis was 84 as well, right? Wins for the Pirates this year?
I had 86 this year.
86, okay. So, yeah, we were all two off.
If they get to 86, I feel really good about their chances to get in. Yes. If they get to 84, they've got a chance to get in. That seems to be the minimum barrier to entry into the National League postseason. Do you think they can win 36 out of their final 66 games? 412-928-9370. And what needs to happen for them to do that? 412-928-9370. I believe it works out perfectly, guys, to where the Pirates' post-Skeens winning percentage at 31-26 was a winning percentage of 544. If they play to that same exact winning percentage in the second half, they'll get to 84 wins.
Yep.
Ain't it funny how the math's
yes,
there?
Math is mathing.
Now, the difference is they had some not-so-hot teams that they played, including at the end there in the Chicago White Sox. They get no breaks in the second half. Not one, and they start off with the best team maybe in all of baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies. I do think they can do that, though. I do think they can go 36-30. They just swept the took 2 out of 3 from the Brewers. They played the Cardinals tight every single time. They're competitive, I guess I should say it this way, against all the better teams in baseball. When they played them, they took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. They split with the Phillies earlier in the year. They really should have beat the Giants 2 out of 3. Like, we have watched the Pirates play a lot of these teams they're competing with and a lot of the better teams in ball, and really, they have not looked out of place
right.
or overmatched at right. any moment, I don't think.
Yep.
So I have some faith that they can do it. Let's talk to the callers before we give you some of the reasons why, if that's okay. Unless you had something to add, which is also fine.
I was just going to, you know, ask you who needs to play their best ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of time to look into the second half of the season. It's like, okay, we need to see this out of this guy, or we need to see this happen. Like, some of those angles to how they can get to 84 wins, maybe we can do that in a little bit.
Oh,
let's,
yeah.
Let's get to your callers.
Get to the callers. Yeah, we'll suss that out, 412-928-9370, and maybe the callers will lead us down that path as well. Best caller, by the way, wins 2 tickets to the Def Leppard and Journey show July 27th at PNC Park. Let's go to Jim in Greensburg. I love Greensburg. Hello, Jim.
Morning, gentlemen. Hey, the Skeens phenomena is undeniable, and it's great. He's as popular and more talked about as Otani and Judge. But one thing that this team has, I think finally, it's getting some notoriety with some of the other players. Like in past great Pirates teams, you had multiple players that were popular. Now you're finally getting Skeens. You're getting Jared Jones, a rookie, he's thrown very, very well. Go to the ballpark to see Cruz hit one into the river, Bednar, even Rowdy Tellez. So they've got some notoriety with this team. And I believe that adds to popularity of this team. So, yeah, this team, for me, the future is now. They do have an opportunity to get into the wild card. Winning the division is a bit of a stretch, but I like this team. I really want to see Jack Sawinski come through and have a great second half. I think he could be the key. But they've got McCutcheon.
I think, Jim, thank you so much for the call, and we'll put you on hold. Maybe you win the tickets to the Def Leppard and Journey show. Jack Sawinski could be a key, and I said it earlier in the show. He could be a key because he could turn into what he was last year, even though we're not really seeing any signs of that. Or he could be a key because maybe he could be a piece in a potential trade. I do wonder how long you let that go, though. Like, I'd be trying to trade for a player that I would play over Jack Sawinski.
Yes.
But short of that, like, Jazz Chisholm is a name out there. He's a center fielder. He's an above-average offensive player.
What do you do with Taylor, though?
I mean,
is he a part of it? I mean, is he a part of?
I'd DFA his ass.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you get a Brent Rooker, if you get a Taylor Ward, those are corner outfield guys.
Right, right, true.
And so one of these dudes is going to have to play center field. And Michael A. Taylor, he's another potential, I guess, bounce-back candidate. He hit 21 homers last year. But again, our eyes don't tell us that a turnaround is imminent for that guy. Like, I don't watch him up at the dish and think, oh, he's about to break out. But I don't feel that way about Jack Sawinski. My big concern, as we wonder aloud at 412-928-9370, if the Bucks can win 36 of their final 66 games to give themselves a chance at the playoffs, is, are you going to see a decline from Brian Reynolds? Are you going to see a decline now from Rowdy Tellez? I think, realistically, you're not going to see Brian Reynolds hit 350 every month the rest of the way. And when he takes that step back, even if he takes a step back to just being a very, very solid player, are the key Brian Hayes of the world, right, are the O'Neill Cruises of the world, are they going to then step up their game to make up for now a little bit more of a hole in production?
Right. I don't see Brian Reynolds, if we just want to stick with him real quick, mm-hmm, I don't see him declining. Because I feel like that they feared that, and that's why he's played every single game. They want to keep him in that groove. Now, he's been off for a couple days now, but he did play in the All-Star game a little bit. But I think the reason why you're not going to see that is because of all the playing that he has done and the consistency that he's brought. I don't think he's going to lose that because he is in the lineup all the time. He knows he's going to be hitting. He knows he's going to be out in left field or even DHing maybe a couple more times this year. So his decline, I'm going to say no. Rowdy Tellez, oh man.
I kind of am hoping for him, not to cut you off, Doran, that where he is now, like a 700 OPS guy, like a league average dude, like his numbers now, I'm just hoping he can continue that the rest of the year.
Right.
And just be a professional hitter. Because he's not going to be one of the best hitters in the National League for the rest of the way. Like, that's just not going to happen. But if he could stay statistically as the player that he is at this red hot second, I think you could live with that.
You can live with that if Cabrian Hayes pulls his weight. You know, you can live with that if the guys that you came into the season thinking that they would pull their weight or even more can do that. So if that does happen, if he stays consistent where he's at, you would hope that somebody like Cabrian Hayes and O'Neal Cruz, to some extent, pick up, you know, even more, so that can all kind of even out, in my opinion.
If you can get, and this is a big ask, if you can get top 10 shortstop in all of baseball stuff from O'Neal Cruz the rest of the way,
right?
God, that makes such a difference.
Such a difference.
And I don't want to be the dude who gets on here and turns the microphone on and says he's been a disappointment. I don't think he has, especially because he only played 9 games last year. But MLB Network was ranking their top 10 guys at every position at the All-Star break. And when you look at shortstop, O'Neal Cruz was not mentioned among the top 10 players in his position. And if we really want to boil it down, he's a top 3 talent, probably. You know, Gunnar Henderson with the Orioles, Ellie De La Cruz, and O'Neal Cruz are very similar talents, but he's not wanting for talent. And he has been very good at times, and he's been very bad at times against lefties. If he can even that out a little bit, if he could just bring a little bit more consistency, he vaults himself into that top 10 conversation. And that's what they need, save for making a trade or two. Like, you're going to need internal improvements in addition to adding to this club. He's the guy that I think, he probably doesn't have the most left to give. That's probably Cabrian Hayes because he struggled so precipitously. But O'Neal Cruz going to that superstar adjacent level.
Would love to see it right now. Would love to see that transition happen right now. Or he just, you know, sometimes it just clicks, bang, and you see players just take over. Would love to see that right now.
And I think a reset for him might not be a bad thing. He was dealing with the hammy. Same thing with Kutch. I think a reset for Cabrian Hayes, while he was hotter at the end of the first half, we always know with him back's an issue. If he can bring his approach back after the break, but maybe his back feels a little bit better, if he could be the Brian Reynolds that we saw, the Cabrian Hayes we saw for the final 2 months last year, boy, would that go a long way.
Huge.
412-928-9370. Couple of different questions out there for you. Attendance is up this year for the Pirates. Is that mostly because of Skeens, or are you buying into this ball club? And if you're buying into, you buy into the point where you think they can win 55% of the remaining games and get into a playoff spot. 412-928-9370. Also, what needs to happen for them to win that level of game the rest of the way. 412-928-9370. Pirates coverage on the Fan presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. So we'll hear from all of you when we come back. We'll continue taking calls. We got Jason Grilli at 8. But also next, I heard a criticism of the Pirates, Doran, that for all the things we can crush them for, this is one where I don't feel like we can. Can the Bucks go 36-30 down the stretch to get to that 84 win mark that got two wild card teams into the playoffs last year? 412-928-9370. Fielding your calls, tweets, and texts on that. But I wanted to shift gears in the conversation just a smidge here, Doran.
Smidge.
A smidge. That's one of my favorite words lately, smidge.
Yeah, really?
Why? Yeah. I don't know why. I get hot and cold with some sayings, and then I say them too much, and then I'm told on the text line, you're saying it too much, and then I never bring it up again.
Mm.
Another thing I've been saying a lot lately that people have pointed out is, right this red hot second.
You do say that a lot.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think I said that a lot until I came back from vacation for whatever reason.
Did you say it down there or hear somebody say it?
I don't know what happened.
Had to have. That's kind of how our brains work.
Yeah.
Something clicks, or we hear something or see something, and then it starts kind of embracing it.
Mm-hmm. Another word I've been trying to use more is zeitgeist.
What does that mean?
It's hard to say.
What is zeitgeist?
I can't describe it. Do you ever have it where...
Say it in a sentence.
Zeitgeist. You ever have it where your kids will be like, hey, what's that? And then you'll try to describe it, and then you use a word to describe the thing, and then they don't know what that word means, so you try to describe... I cannot describe the meaning of a word. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I feel like I need the dictionary.
Yes.
And then I'll go to the dictionary to try to tell my four-year-old what the word in question means.
But I know what it means in my mind because I've heard it so many times.
Yes.
In a sentence or being pronounced the way that it could compute in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's hard to explain. A lot of things are.
I feel like I am getting smarter because I have a kid who's so curious. And things that she needs to know about, I don't even think about.
Right.
And so I have to learn so that I can teach her so that she knows. And otherwise, I just would have kept moseying on in my day.
Yes.
And not cared about it at all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Here's the thing I wanted to bring up. Because there are a lot of reasons to criticize the Pirates always. Well, Albert Bell, former big leaguer for a long time, he was on with a recent guest of ours, Brett Boone, from the Brett Boone podcast. And he said that the Pirates should be criticized for not having Skeens start the season in the big leagues. He said if they had Skeens in the big leagues at the start of the year, that they would be a playoff team right now. And the quote from Albert Bell was he missed 8 starts because you wanted to push everything back, his arbitration, his free agency, and all that.
I agree.
You think he should have been up from day one?
No doubt. I've said it about 10 times. Wasting throws. I mean, you knew what he had. I think that they wasted throws and wasted innings down in the minor leagues whenever he could have just been doing that up here, and they wasted money. They wasted revenue. Think about him starting opening day. Think about if he was here opening day and what that would have been like. We were down there.
Well, if I would have done it, I would have done it like the day after opening day. Because opening day, you're going to have a good crowd anyhow. And then game two, you pop Skeens in there, and you might have 35, 40,000 people there. Mm-hmm. Spread out the goodness. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll get into this later on in the show. The Yankees are going to be the home opener for the Pirates next year in the opening series. That's so cool. But I bet you if you asked the Pirates front office, like if you asked Travis Williams, would you rather have the Yankees for the first series or another series? I think they probably would say another series.
Because they're already going to make their bang for their buck.
Yeah.
Because it's the home opener.
Yes.
Okay.
Because when they're bad, and they're not, they should not be bad, they're not bad right now, but when they're not a great baseball team, you know they're going to sell out the home opener, or at least come damn near close. Mm-hmm. You're also probably going to get great crowds. You will get great crowds for Yankees series.
Right.
I bet you they'd wish that they'd spread it out.
That's a good point.
But that's a different conversation. I understand why you say, Skeens, you knew he was going to dominate.
Yeah.
You knew. The reason I have no problem with it is they were always going to do the slow buildup, and if you were going to have him throw 3 innings, 4 innings max, and that's what he did the first 5 starts or whatever it is, you have a chance where you're crushing your bullpen. If you have him up here at the big league level and he's only pitching 3 innings, I don't know if that would have been super smart from the get-go, because you did not want him to be throwing 100 pitches, 80 pitches at the start of his big league career, at the start of this season. And so it made sense to me getting him in a groove going every 5th day, because that's something he did not do, or every 6th day. He didn't do at LSU. They needed to get him on that schedule, and they weren't going to stretch him out quickly. So for them to do it and still have him up by May 11th, I actually think they got that one right.
Well, you might have been able to have Rowanzi Contreras still around. Like, you don't know how that would have affected him if you could have paired Skeens with Rowanzi and do almost a bullpen-ish type deal with Skeens, but have him paired with Rowanzi and not have Rowanzi be a starter.
Or even Luis Ortiz.
Or even Ortiz. That could have probably fared well for both of them. And he might still be here right now. And look how much progression that you would be and where you would be at right now if you still had Rowanzi and Skeens already had, how many starts would he have missed?
He missed probably 8, 8-ish.
So if he had 8 more starts, if he had, 19 starts right now, he'd probably be even better than he is right now.
I wonder if they would have felt more pressure to leave him in games longer if he would have been up at the big league level.
I know one thing. If he was up from the start, we would have seen the no-hitter.
Because you think he would have built to that?
He'd have been built up. He'd have had 8 more games. They would have felt more, maybe not the whole way, but we'd have saw longer.
I wonder if they might have gone the other way. If, because he would have pitched so much already, that they might have taken him out after 6 innings. I could see that too. I think there are a lot of reasons to gripe. That one, it falls on deaf ears for me.
Hmm.
But you disagree. I wonder what the callers think at 412-928-9370. They at least gave us Jared Jones. They said, hey, we ain't doing it with Skeens. We'll give you Jared Jones. And he's banged up now. I don't think that's because he started at the big leagues. but they gave us at least one of the two guys and weren't worried about service time. Funny thing about Skeens is he's going to win Rookie of the Year, and then the whole service time arbitration thing is going to get screwed up anyhow. 412-928-9370. Do you agree with Dorn? Do you agree with Albert Bell that Skeens should have been up on the Major League roster day one? Or are you like me and you say, hey, this is one of the few places you can't criticize the Pirates? 412-928-9370. We'll talk to you coming up next. 50-minute mark on a fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Former Bucco, former Philly, Jason Grilley going to join us in about 10 minutes here. Callis looking at me like he was not a Philly. And I'm 99% sure he was a Philly.
But I don't remember that part of his career. I know he played for the Angels right after the Pirates.
He was not a Philly.
What happened to me?
He was not. He played for almost everybody, though. Marlins, White Sox, Tigers, Rockies, Rangers, Pirates, Angels, Braves, Blue Jays, and ended his career as a Ranger.
Who am I thinking of? Joe Blanton?
Maybe.
Neil Walker. Kutch.
What happened? He played for every team in Major League Baseball but the Phillies.
Right. Blanton played for the Phillies before the Pirates, though.
That I know. He was part of that rotation where they had Cole Hamels and Roy Oswalt and Roy Halladay, and there was one more.
Cliff Lee.
Oh, what a badass he was. Remember when he caught that pop-up with his eyes closed? Oh, my God. So he was the fifth starter, but we've already spent now too much time talking about Joe Blanton. Well, just call Grilley and tell him we don't need him anymore then. I mean, when, I reached out to John Kruk yesterday to see if he wanted to join the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's from West Virginia. He used to be on Baseball Tonight. Now he's in the broadcast booth for the Phillies, and he did not reply.
Oh, well, we're not big enough
yet. Does Grilley know that you didn't know he didn't play for the Phillies?
I didn't want to have him on to talk about the Phillies. I wanted to have him on so we could talk to him about Skeens and what he sees about this team that reminds him of the last time the Pirates made the postseason.
We're going to let him know.
That would have been an added bonus.
We're going to let him know that Crowley thought he played for the Phillies.
Well, can you imagine if I would have been like, man, Phillies in town? Like, which fan base put more pressure on you, Jason? Was it the Philadelphia Phillies or was it the Pittsburgh Pirates? Donnie Football text in. This might be it. Vance Worley, a Philly and Bucco legend. Criminy.
Speaking of Donnie Football, we got a special guest, Donnie, here.
Go ahead,
In the back, hanging out with Callis. Donnie, he loves Pittsburgh sports and wanted to check out the producer booth and how things get down, Callis. He's excited today to join and watch you do your thing.
Seems like a very nice guy.
He is. He's the man.
Be careful, though, Callis, because intern Don, he sat there behind Donnie Football for a while, and now he is a full-fledged member of the staff, and one day, perchance, we will see him replace Donnie Football.
Yeah, I think Donnie got the better end of that, though, because Donnie hosts now.
Maybe this Donnie will take your job.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say. He probably doesn't take 15-minute long bathroom breaks
exactly. In
the middle of the show.
Exactly. Or argues with hosts.
Yeah, shouldn't the rule of thumb be I'm always right, and Doran's always right, and you're just always wrong?
You're like the only host that's proven that you're like wrong at least 50% of the time.
He proves that he's
hold
wrong.
Hold up.
Like,
Pony.
In a moment, he'll prove that he's wrong, but then he can't.
Dude,
but
Pony's confident in himself. That's his key. And Starkey is too oblivious to like a lot of things for anybody to care. He's good.
Ask my wife. I am very good at admitting when I'm wrong. Days after the fact.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
I will always apologize if I'm wrong years later.
Years later.
That's how that goes. Give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Said we would take your calls on whether or not the Pirates erred in not having Skeens on the opening day roster. Our apologies. We needed to talk about Joe Blanton. So we will get into that a little bit later on in the program. Former Bucco, non-former Philly, Jason Grilley, going to join us coming up next. Looking forward to talking to Jason about pitching and the Buccos. Right now, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 84, low 58. Just hit the button.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.